In this week's Parshas Emor, we find Perek Kaf Gimel, the Torah delineates the Parsha of the Moadim, the Kedushas as man. So within this Parsha, the Torah specifies three different Korbanos, the Korban Pesach, the Korban Omer, and the Korban Shteilachem. And this is very strange. Why would the Parsha, which talks about the different Moadim, the different Kedushas as man, also mention these three korbanos as opposed to the musafir, as opposed to any of the korbanos? And I think the answer to this question is that these three korbanos are also intrinsic to the kedushas zman of the Moadim. Namely, that korban pesach, as the Netziv, as the Chizkuni and others explain, contributes to the kedushas zman, creates erev pesach to be a mikra kosher in a certain sense. And likewise, the Korban Omer and Shtei Lechem also are relevant to Kedushas Zman because they're the ones that control when Shavuos is going to fall out. And since the Omer is what's Magdir Chag HaShavuos, and therefore it's also part of Kedushas Zman. And therefore the Torah puts that also within the parsha of the Kedushas Zman. And based on this whole approach, we can understand the cryptic pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. When it comes to all the other Moadim, the Torah just says the date. But when it comes to Shavuos, the Torah in Perek Kavches Pasuk Kavav says, V'yom ha'bikurim ha'krivchem mincha chadasha ala Hashem. V'yom ha'bikurim, when you offer up a mincha chadasha to Hashem, it's just strange. When it comes to Pesach, it just says, V'yom ha'rikon mikra kodesh. When it comes to Shavuos, it defines today as Be'akivchem mincha chadasha. V'yom ha'bikurim be'akivchem mincha chadasha. And the reason for this can be explained in this approach, that the Shtei Lechem is a part of the Kedushas Zman of Shavuos. So therefore, the Torah is specifically going to define the day by the Shtei Lechem, because it's not just some separate intrinsic korban, but it's really part and parcel of the day itself, and the Kedushas Zman of the day.